meaning place at the base of Black Mountain. So maybe we should pronounce the C, he suggests, not drop it. Well, that would make the city Tuckshan. What about Behenix? Finally, many of you wrote to thank us and Daniel Pinkwater for bringing back the recorded stories of Jim Kopp. Susan Huffman of Portland, Oregon writes, my sisters and I, all in our 50s, spent hours as kids laying on the floor in front of the record player, listening and laughing and wondering at the strange and wonderful world Jim Kopp and Ed Brown created. Laura Rhyme of New York adds, when I was 7, I think my sisters and some of our friends acted out Miss Goggins and the Gorilla for our school talent show. I was Miss Goggins, lip-syncing to the recording.
I don't know what is the matter with you children this morning. You are stupid, unruly, disobedient, and vituperative.
Funny, Miss Rhymes continues, how I still remember all the words. So does David Hunt of Davis, California. I spent 4 glorious years growing up in Chicago, 3rd to 6th grade, attending Nettlehorse School. It was not a stretch to place several teachers' faces on Miss Goggins' voice. As a matter of fact, one in particular, Miss S. Well, he doesn't elaborate.
Report to the principal's office for punishment. The whole class will remain 3 hours after school. Silence!
We also heard from Ted Leahy, who was Jim Kopp's business partner in the re-release of his recordings on compact disc. He says the original recordings of Kopp and Brown are available online through Playhouse Records and at Amazon. Send us your comments by visiting our website at npr.org and clicking on Contact Us, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.